Podcast 12, Listening Within. Hi, I'm Gloria Liebecker, founder of Healing You Sanctuary. Today I want to share with you a little bit more of my journey of healing from trauma with my horse Shadow. Stepping back in time, join me. Oh, that day a few years back. As I was stepping into the corral, my eyes took in Shadow, my then 9-year-old thoroughbred paint gelding, noting he held his head high and alert as he witnessed my entry. This was my first time to catch up my gelding since he had reared unexpectedly, dislocating my right shoulder 2.5 months previous. My farrier stood ready at the gate, watchful for any signal I might need support, putting on the Shadow's halter. As I approached him, I remained mindful to notice any sensations unfolding in my body. I felt a tingling in my right arm as I drew close, yet my breathing remained steady and calm as I stroked his shoulder and moved to pull the halter up over his nose. Shadow helped me by putting his nose through the loop. Reaching over his head, I drew the halter strap over his neck and tied it securely. Immediately, I felt a sense of elation bloom in my chest, acknowledging to myself the healing in my shoulder as it remained flexible while I worked at the edges of my tolerance. Nodding for my farrier to enter, I felt a twinge in my gut as I felt Shadow's body tighten. "Easy boy," the farrier murmured, touching Shadow's shoulder to reconnect before beginning to trim his feet. Settling into the rhythm and familiarity of Shadow being trimmed, I felt a sense of peacefulness and gratitude being present in this moment, hanging out with my horse. Suddenly, Shadow arched his neck and swung his hindquarters wide. Instantaneously, my gut tightened, and it was as if there was a noisy clamoring in my head. My arms and legs began to quiver, and all of my senses went on alert. Then I noticed Tiger, my cat, scurrying down the fence line of the corral. And I heard my inner compassionate self exclaim, "How fascinating. When Shadow alerted, your heart rate began climbing. You're holding your breath and quivering from head to toe. Remember, Gloria, to breathe, anchor, and release. Acknowledge your inner experience to Shadow." Listening within, a part of myself responded with relief and gratitude. "Oh, right. Remembering how to come back into congruence. By breathing in oxygen deeply through my nose, briefly closing my eyes to connect with my inner room, rocking back onto my heels, and letting a deep sigh escape out of my mouth, I consciously release the sensations from my body down my grounding cord. Continuing to track my body sensations, I spoke out loud to Shadow. "I'm feeling my body tensing as anxiety comes up, Shadow. My arms and legs are shaking, and my belly is quivering, as they remember another time you went on alert. I'm needing trust and safety right now." Breathing in deeply to anchor myself, rocking back on my heels, and releasing another deep sigh through my mouth, all the while noticing the sensations shifting in my body. I heard Shadow release a deep sigh at the very same time I did, and then he worked his mouth. When a horse begins chewing and licking movements with their mouth, it signals they have released or integrated something. My arms and legs shifted to trembling slightly, and my belly felt calm and relaxed. "Wow, this is powerful stuff, Shadow. Thank you for tuning in to me. I'm really needing deep, resonant connection and would love to experience a neuroception of safety, especially with you." My body became still, except for my kneecaps. They felt as if they were trying to run away. They were trembling so hard. It felt so unusual, it struck me as comical. And letting out a deep chuckle, I spoke directly to my kneecaps. "Are you guys remembering how you caught me when I fell a few months ago? And needing some acknowledgement, just how courageous you have been to support me, especially in the midst of the unexpected?" Shadow snorted and looked into my eyes. In that moment, I felt my core soften and open up like a rose within, and my knees stilled. Oh, thank you, Shadow. You are such an amazing horse. Moving from trauma to healing is possible through the experiential restructuring of emotional response. These experiences engage the emotional alarm center of the brain, the limbic system, as well as the compassionate witness of the brain, the prefrontal cortex. Bringing in the help of the horse to develop a trusting relationship enables coherent and visceral emotional restructuring and phenomenal healing possibilities. In this way, limbic healing is built on the practical bond of energy and attention between the human and the horse. As we begin to track and follow our body's subtle signs of arousal or avoidance and tune into the sensations and emotions within, not only ourselves, but also others, we can gain influence over the neural pathways of the limbic brain and the autonomic nervous system. To practice slowing down, dropping into your body, and to receive lots of empathy support from me while strengthening your own compassionate witness, schedule a free consultation at www.healingyousanctuary.com.